Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you in ways that lead us to glorify your name, to serve you, to let others know of your greatness, so that let us grow in our faith so that we fully understand where you are calling us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're continuing in Hebrews, and we have to understand the passage of today, which you can find in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, verses 4 through 7 and 11 through 15. You can find that, obviously, in your daily missal, whichever one you may use, the Word Among Us, what's it, Magnificat, bible.usccb.org. If you know any others, let me know. There's also, there's also the full year bound version. I think it's called St. Joseph Catholic Daily Readings. You can find that. You can find all these things out there. So definitely check all of that. If you don't have one, check one of those out and you can see that. And we have to understand the reading today in light of what was said before of the people who are living by faith. So one of the things that I really think is happening in our church right now is there is this big struggle between two understandings of faith. Now, when I was in the seminary, they used to talk about these two columns of understanding within the church. And my professor at the time called them theological dance partners, that there were these two things that were there all the time. So one of them I talked to you about all the time, scripture and tradition, not just scripture, not just tradition, scripture and tradition. Another one is charismatic and institutional. There is the charismatic, not necessarily charismatic as in the charismatic movement, but this charismatic, in other words, this spirit-led part of the church, and then there is this institutional part, so charismatic and institutional. And you also see another one that I think we're really coming to understand more and more is relationship and morality. Now, both of them work together, but if we focus on one or the other, we're going to get lost in our faith. Now, one of the things we see in Hebrews is this whole concept of living by faith. So there is the, that goes back to institutional charismatic, but there is what is happening in the world around us, and then understanding, seeing the world through the eyes of faith, which is a bigger vision. So people acted on faith, and those who had no faith could not understand what in the world they were doing. Best example, of course, is the famous lines from Maccabees, which you cannot find in a non-Catholic Bible, and I'm not doing anything there like, haha, I don't mean it that way. So if it comes across that way, I don't mean it that way. It's just, if you have a chance, it's called the Apocrypha. If you don't have a Catholic Bible, same readings, check it out. And you're going to find people who are literally given the decision, either you have yourself a nice, delicious pork dinner, or we torture you to death. And these people, and it's actually described obliquely in Hebrews, these people chose to be tortured to death because having this nice, delicious pork dinner would be rejecting God in their Jewish rules. So they said, no, we're absolutely not going to have this pork dinner. So therefore, if you want to torture us to death, then that's the only thing left, then that's what you're going to have to do. And even the soldiers were disgusted. They were so upset over this because they were like, well, we don't want to torture you to death. But the king has ordered us to do so. So would you please eat the pork dinner? And they came up with all these solutions. Well, what if we made it look like a pork dinner, but it really was? No, it's no. People will think I'm eating pork. No, absolutely not. And so it was. It's a fascinating story. So it is these people who are living by faith, and they also understand the way the world is working, but they're ultimately living by faith. So you have to understand that in the background of today's reading, the whole concept of people who are living by faith, as chapter 11 begins with, and we're now in chapter 12, that whole concept of all these prophets who understood living by faith, by the family of Moses who understood to live by faith, by all these people by Moses himself who understood to live by faith. And this is what Hebrews is calling to us to. And then he's telling us that if we're living by faith, then we're going to understand to reject sin. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas has this fascinating understanding, because a lot of people don't understand this whole thing, sin thing. And it brings us back to this morality versus relationship. What they don't understand is there is this bad teaching out there that if you commit sin, you will go to hell. And people say, well, isn't that what the church teaches? Isn't that what Christianity is all about? Well, it's more than that. Sin is a rejection of God, right? So it's not just committing sin. It's committing an act that rejects God. In the Catholic Church, we have what is known as the mortal sin, which by its action rejects God. So what St. Thomas Aquinas says is when you reject God, you become closed to divine wisdom. And therefore, you have to rely on human wisdom, and human wisdom is the inferior wisdom. We want to work with both, but if you're closed off to divine wisdom, then you're working strictly with human wisdom, which is the inferior wisdom. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out the website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. And also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, you'll see where you can hear the program on your favorite podcast platform, and how to connect to Reddit, Twitter, everything else, CatholicAudioMedia.com. I do have a Facebook page, but I'm not a fan of Facebook, and so I don't really push it on Facebook, to tell you the truth. So, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, in any case, we are here talking about this line from Hebrews, and I was talking about that understanding of living by faith. So, what the writer of Hebrews talks about is living in such a way that we understand what sin is. And I talked to you at the beginning of the break about St. Thomas Aquinas. So if you understand that if you focus on a life of sin, then you are blind to the wisdom of God. So what you want to do is understand that there's this greater wisdom out there. And so he's calling us to resist sin. Now, there's another line in the Bible that says the just man sins seven times daily. So if this isn't a case where we are perfectly sinless, because the only person who has ever been perfectly sinless is Jesus himself. But it is the case where we understand what is right and what is wrong, and we avoid as much as possible what is wrong. And when we see what is wrong, we also may see, well, what leads you to the path to do wrong, and avoid that, avoid any one of those steps. Why? Because it's not a case of, and a lot of people misunderstand this, and it's tragic. It's not a case of, well, if you commit that sin, God is going to cast you into hell. It's deeper than that. It's bigger than that. That we are aware of this profound truth, which is the universe is bigger than we can comprehend it on our own, that there is this reality in the universe who is God. God is the creator of the universe, therefore there is no sun gone or moon gone or anything else. And in doing so, God is helping us to understand a greater truth than we can figure out on our own. But if we lead ourselves into sin, then we're going to close ourselves off from this avenue of truth, this avenue of wisdom. And in doing so, we will not experience the wisdom of God. We will not know the wisdom of God. We will not understand the truth of God. And we will be limited in our wisdom. And I have to say, a lot of people are saying, and I'm going to tell you right now, there are bishops who you read on Twitter and you go, if only they only they would express this at a deeper level, who are very in disagreement with what's going on in our country and what's going on in our world. And you go, you want to say to them, do you understand what it is people have closed themselves off from the wisdom of God. And in doing so, they're living just on human wisdom. So everything they do makes sense to them, but you find yourself in conflict with them because you're working on a deeper level than they are. I wish I could explain that to every bishop who makes these statements on Twitter. And anyway, we're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.